Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
While Donald Trump continues to test the limits of his constitutional power, one particular assertion has raised the hackles of Democratic observers. In an interview with NBC News, the president insisted he's not joking as he apparently contemplates the idea of a third term in office, despite term limits being written into law. So is this yet more bombastic nonsense, or should the idea be taken seriously? News Talk reporter Simon Tyria has been investigating the restrictions and the loopholes that might prevent or allow such a scenario being played out. And Simon is with me now. Simon, should we take this seriously at all?
Well, there's always a critical question with Trump, Pat, as to whether he's joking or not, or if he means what he says. Is he provoking his arch nemesis, the liberal media, when he makes these outlandish statements? Or, perhaps more worryingly, is he testing the waters, communicating an idea in a jokey kind of fashion in order to see how it plays out? With, I suppose, the ultimate intention of seriously pursuing a radical plan. And you can hear him walking this tightrope in the many times he's mentioned the idea of a third term. Here are just some of those.
I've raised a lot of money for the next race that I assume I can't use for myself, but I'm not 100% sure because I don't know. I think I'm not allowed to run again. I'm not sure. Am I allowed to run again?
I'm not looking at that, but I'll tell you, I have had more people ask me to have a third term, which is in a way a fourth term, because the other election, the 2020 election, was totally rigged. So it's actually sort of a fourth term in a certain way. I just don't want the credit for the second, because Biden was so bad, he did such a bad job. And I'm just telling you, I have had more people say, please run again.
It will be the greatest honor of my life to serve not once, but twice, or three times, or four times.
And that was Donald Trump speculating on a third term in office. Now, Simon, what exactly are the rules on term limits? Because my understanding is that they were introduced relatively recently in American history.
Yeah, you're right, Pat. Trump is the 47th president, but until the 32nd president, there were no term limits at all. So George Washington chose not to seek a third term in 1797 after 8 years. And this set a two-term precedent. But no rule actually existed until Harry Truman's tenure in the 1950s. And the change occurred really as a kind of a reaction to Franklin Roosevelt winning a historic fourth term in office in 1945. Now, here's FDR being inaugurated once again after already having served 12 years in January of 45.
At the White House in Washington, crowds gather for the inauguration of Franklin D. Roosevelt as President of the United States for a fourth term. Invitations admit 7,000 guests to the White House grounds. Before the south portico of the White House, the crowd lines up. For the first time, an inauguration is held not at the Capitol building, but here in the President's own backyard. President Roosevelt takes the oath of office.
I, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And that was FDR in 1945. Now, one of the reasons he kept being elected was, of course, because America was at war. But how did Congress change the rules post-war so that a situation like that could not arise again?
Yeah, so Congress introduced the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution in 1947, Pat. And this states, quote unquote, "No person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice." Now, this legislation was ratified in 1951, but even Ronald Reagan in 1987 lobbied for its abolition. And you'll hear people like Steve Bannon suggest that term limits don't count if the terms are non-consecutive, like Trump. That's all nonsense, of course.
So if this is now what you might call a settled matter, why are people concerned about a potential third run by Trump?
Well, there's a number of ways that Trump supporters feel that they can circumvent the law, as they often do, Pat. Firstly, there's the succession theory, in which J.D. Vance would lead the ticket in 2028 with Trump as his running mate, if you can imagine such a thing. Then once elected president, the idea is that Vance would resign, thus making his VP the president through the rule of succession and evading the wording of the 22nd Amendment, which says that no person shall be, quote unquote, elected more than twice. Mm-hmm. That's the word that they're focusing on. Now, in this scenario, he wouldn't be elected, but rather he would assume the presidency.
Now, this, of course, is the Putin model, where Putin allowed his vice president to
Medvedev,
become president.
Yeah.
Medvedev, yeah. And then Medvedev served ostensibly as president, but of course Putin was pulling all the strings, and then Putin managed to get the law changed so he could become effectively president for life.
Exactly, yeah. And there are
guardrails in the Constitution.
There are guardrails, surely. And this is where his supporters have failed, I think, to appreciate the Constitution in its entirety. No one in this discussion, Pat, talks about the 12th Amendment. Everyone talks about the 22nd. But the 12th Amendment says this: no person constitutionally ineligible to the office of president shall be eligible to that of vice president.
Okay, so he couldn't become a vice president in any situation.
No, not at all.
Irrespective of Vance standing down or otherwise, he just simply cannot become vice president.
You cannot become vice president if you're not eligible to be president.
Yeah, and you can see, in other words, you couldn't have a foreigner as vice president, because that person would be ineligible in the event of an assassination or an illness or whatever. The foreigner could not become president.
And exactly why Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was governor of California, wasn't able to run for president, because he was.
Public schools across the country are facing a funding crisis, and classrooms are going without the essentials like pencils and books. But with the help of Donors Choose, people like you connect directly with teachers so students get what they need to succeed. Learn more at donorschoose.org today.
Of foreign nationality. And Trump would be ineligible, therefore, because he wouldn't be eligible to be president. And another option is the unlikely avenue of changing the legislation, Pat, to allow for third terms in office. This would require two-thirds congressional support and 75% of backing from the 50 state-level governments, a very high threshold built into the Constitution. Now, Congressman Andy Ogles, he submitted a resolution in January, 2 months ago, to amend the Constitution for this exact purpose. Here he is speaking to Forbes.
So what it would do is, if any president has served two non-consecutive terms, now that's only happened twice in history. Once would be Grover Cleveland. The second time would be President Donald Trump. And so you would presume, when looking at history, that would require unusual or special circumstances, like in the case of Donald Trump. So he ran, he lost, and then there was a mandate for him to be replaced or put back into office. And so what this would allow, if it were to be amended, so it would have to be ratified in the House and the Senate, and then by three quarters of the states, 38, that he could then run for a third term if he chose to. It's permissive, he doesn't have to. And then the American people would get to decide if he deserved a third term. So there's lots of checks and balances. Then the other thing this does does is it prevents someone from being able to run in perpetuity. So if you remember back in history, FDR was elected to 4 terms. Obviously, after that point, there was an amendment put in place to restrict that. But what this does do is allow for those special circumstances. And I would argue that Joe Biden has done a decade's worth of damage in 4 years. It's going to take a decade to unravel the border, foreign policy, some of the other entanglements and messes that he's made. And that's why at this moment in time in history, we need a strong leader like President Donald Trump.
Tennessee Congressman Andy Ogles there. But an unintended consequence of Republican attempts to reshape term limits would be that the Democrats could also jump on the bandwagon. So the potential of a Trump versus Obama contest in 2028, that's been floated, hasn't it?
This is where it gets interesting, Pat. And Obama has actually addressed this issue on a number of occasions going back over 10 years. There was usually this is done as a stark reminder, I suppose, of why term limits are needed. That would be his perspective. Now, we're going to hear a clip of Obama speaking to the African Union 10 years ago, 2015, with what would turn out to be quite prophetic words. We'll also hear Trump being asked the other day about a potential matchup against Obama.
I have to also say that Africa's democratic progress is also at risk when leaders refuse to step aside when their terms end. Let me be honest with you. I do not understand this. I am in my second term. It has been an extraordinary privilege for me to serve as the President of the United States. I cannot imagine a greater honor or a more interesting job. I love my work. But under our Constitution, I cannot run again. I can't run again. I actually think I'm a pretty good president. I think if I ran, I could win. But I can't. So there's a lot that I'd like to do to keep America moving, but the law is the law. And no one person is above the law, not even the president.
If you were allowed for some reason to run for a third term, is there a thought that the Democrats could try to run Barack Obama against you?
I'd love that.
For his third term?
Boy, I'd love that. That would be a good one. I'd like that. And no, people are asking me to run, and there's a whole story about running for a third term. I don't know. I never looked into it. They do say there's a way you can do it, but I don't know about that, but I have not looked into it. I want to do a fantastic job. We have 4 years just about.
Yeah, so that's President Trump there relishing the prospect of a Trump-Obama battle in 2028. But of course, the question is whether or not this is all a distraction from tariffs and other stuff that's going on. I don't know whether you saw Laura Loomer, this right-wing freak who's close to Trump, telling him to fire people from his National Security Office. I mean, it's crazy stuff that's going on.
Well, I think Trump is the master of kind of finding a new news story in order to distract from one that's causing him problems.
I mean, it's like a magician who makes you look one way while he does his prestidigitation. Now, the MAGA base, how fired up are they about the idea of a third term?
Well, I think you can get a good kind of sense of the temperature of the MAGA base from someone like Steve Bannon, who's always kind of lurking in the background. He was Trump's former White House aide, of course, right-wing firebrand, one of the founders of Breitbart News. Now, Bannon has teased the idea, Pat, of a third term for Trump on a number of occasions. I want you to have a listen to his thoughts on it here. He's speaking with Chris Cuomo on News Nation first, and after that, he's addressing the Young Republican Club in New York just a few months ago.
I'm a firm believer that President Trump will run and win again in 2028. So I've already endorsed President Trump. A man like this comes along once every century if we're lucky. We've got him now. He's on fire. And I'm a huge supporter. Want to see him again in 2028.
Oh, you know he's term limited. How do you think he gets another term?
We're working on it. I think we'll have a couple of alternatives. Let's say that. We'll see what the definition of term limit is.
So in 2028, I made my endorsement. It's Trump.
A man like Trump comes along once in a nation's history. Hell, we're blessed by God in heaven and have had two. We had General Washington at the birth of the nation, the revolution and the birth of this country. We had Abraham Lincoln at the rebirth of this nation. And we had Donald John Trump to make America great again and renew this nation. And the Viceroy, Mike Davis, tells me, since it doesn't actually say consecutive, that, I don't know, maybe we do it again in 28. Are you guys down for that? Trump 28? Come on, man.
Now, that's Steve Bannon defying, I suppose, the intent of the Constitution and its amendments, but he's firing up the MAGA base. You've looked at all of this now quite carefully, Simon. What's your conclusion about the possibility?
Yeah, well, there was a interesting YouGov poll the other day on this question, and it showed that 60% of Americans definitely don't want Trump to serve a third term. Now, this is far from reassuring for his opponents. What are the other 40% thinking? I've been thinking a lot about how Biden kept hammering home the idea, Pat, that American democracy is stronger than Trumpism. This idea that, I suppose, the architecture of the checks and balances of the federal system can survive in the face of unprecedented assault. So amending the Constitution is rare. The last time it happened was the 27th Amendment over 30 years ago, 1992. So it's very unlikely, but Trump has defied the odds on many occasions before.
It's extraordinary when you talk about the Constitution. I mean, their system of government, it may have seemed logical at the time of the Founding Fathers, where you have the Electoral College, for example, to make sure that the small states with small populations are represented in the selection of the president. Equally, every state has two senators, whether they're tiny states.
Whether they're Wyoming or California, yeah.
Exactly. So it's not a perfect system by any means, and it does not mean it's a reflecting democracy as we might like to see it, using the checks and balances. Because if California had, for example, 10 senators and New York had 10 senators and some states had just one senator, what goes on in Congress now would be more about checks and balances and the will of the people than a simple majority for Trump and the popular
Absolutely.
Vote.
Absolutely. And I mean, even among the founding fathers, there was division about this question. James Madison, Hamilton, they did not want term limits. So, and Ronald Reagan, as I mentioned at the beginning, he actively lobbied in the late 80s, not for himself, but for future presidents. So there's a lot more dissatisfaction about this matter than people think.
It's extraordinary, though, that Steve Bannon should be talking about Donald Trump in the same breath as Abraham Lincoln and George Washington.
Yes, yeah, well, Trump will enjoy that one, certainly.
All right, Simon Tierney, thank you very much for that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.